Ha 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 ha. Emotions are the body's reaction to our thought. Emotions are the body's reaction to our thoughts. That's a wonderful statement, isn't it? Just think. All of our emotions are just a reaction to our thought. And if we have happy thoughts, if we have loving thoughts, if we have peaceful thoughts, then our emotions are a reaction to that. A reaction to loving, happy, peaceful thoughts. Loving, happy, peaceful thoughts. Yes, our emotions are a reaction to our loving, happy, peaceful thoughts, or otherwise. Now, how many of you times have you gone to the backyard and said, "Dinner's ready, come on in," expecting them all to dash madly into the house and have dinner, and then to go out there two or three more times and say, "Dinner's ready, will you get in here for dinner?" Well now, why didn't they come the first time? Because you didn't expect them to. Because you didn't expect that they would come the first time. Your emotion was that you were going to have to call them a dozen times before they finally come in. This is your attitude. This is your thought. This is what we say to ourselves. I have to call the kids a dozen times before they come into dinner. When do you say that? You say that to the neighbors. You say, "Do you have the same trouble I do every night at supper time? I call out the back door, come on in, kids, time to eat. And I call out, come on in, kids, time. Kids, will you get in here and eat now? Come on now, you know." And every night I have to call four or five times, you know, maybe more. And it's disgusting. Do you ever have that trouble? Why, no. You don't have that trouble? You call your kids and they come instantly in? Oh, yes. Well, why do they do that? What magic do you have? Well, perhaps two pieces of magic. One is my children are cooperative and loving. You can't say that to the neighbor, you know. My children, I have trained my children very seriously to do as I ask them to do. And number two, if I call once and they don't come, I take their table from the plate. I take their plate from the table. And they come in, "Where's my dinner?" "We called you and you didn't come." "But it was just a second." That's all it takes. You didn't come. You were still playing around out there. You didn't turn to come into the house when I called you. So we took your plate from the table. Now you may sit down with us, but you're not getting anything to eat. "I'm hungry." Well, that's just too bad. Remember that. Next time I call you to come in and eat dinner, then come right on in. Stop instantly whatever you're doing. There's nothing that is that important. "But I was about to make a home run." Well, that's the way it goes sometimes, isn't it? You want a home run or you want dinner? What do you want? It's just that way. And the neighbor lady said, "Well, my goodness sakes, I could never do that. My kids, they'd skin me alive if I took their plates from the table." Try it. Try it. Emotions are the body's reaction to our thought. Think about that. Emotions are the body's reaction to our thought. What have you said to me, your neighbor, every night? "The kids never come in for dinner on time." How do you expect them ever to come in for dinner on time if you don't expect them? How do you expect them ever to behave if you don't expect them to behave? How do you expect them ever to have good manners when they're away from home if you don't require good manners at home? Now, do you have the boys pull the chairs out, not from under the girls, but for the girls? Do you have them pull the chairs for the girls? "Oh, but they would never do that." Try it, see. Do you have them use the proper knives and forks at the table for any meal that they eat? "Oh my God, they would think that we're in Disneyland, you know. This is Disneyland, you know. This is crazy." Do you have them pick up their dishes after they're done eating, take them to the sink, rinse them off, and put them in the dishwasher? "Oh my God, that would take for hours." Do you have them, right after supper, immediately go up and do their homework? And when their homework is done, if it's still before 8 o'clock, then they can watch some TV. "Oh my God, no. How could you do such a thing like that? Well, emotions are the body's reaction to our thought. Now, you have these emotions. You say, how could they do that? How could they do it? And what you're doing is you're doubting. You're saying that your family cannot learn good manners. Your family cannot learn to be cooperative. Your family cannot learn to do what you tell them to do, because you don't have the courage to stand up behind your convictions. Now, your emotions are all uptight, and your body is all uptight. By the time the kids come, you're in a sweat. And you're all uptight. And then you sit at the table and you can't eat because your stomach is all in a knot. So you say to the children, we're going to have a new routine. Oh, wonderful. Ice cream first, huh? No, not quite. What we're going to do is we're all going to come in exactly at 6:05 every evening, whether Daddy's home or not. We're going to come in at 6:05, and we're going to come in before then. We're going to come in, wash our hands, and clean up, and then at exactly 6:05, that's up to you how you manage it, you sit at the table quietly with your hands folded in your lap, not playing with your sister or your brother, fooling around, with your hands folded in your lap, at 6:05. Then at 6:00, when I sit down, then we all say together, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And then I get up and I serve the food because I got everything ready. Because I know my schedule now. And so each one of you are thoughtful, courteous, kind. You pull the chair out and put it under your sister when she sits down. And if they're just boys in the family, each evening, a different boy has the privilege of taking mother's chair out when she comes to the table and putting it in. And another boy takes out the father's chair and puts it in. Father's chair? What is this? It is what I tell you. How many people in the world pull out the chair for their father when he sits down? I will tell you, the maitre d' of a fine restaurant, he has usually pulling out the chair for the woman, but if there's no woman, he pulls it out for the man. If the man is sitting alone, he pulls it out for the man. Now why? What an idiot! No man ever pulls out a chair for another man. Well, in polite society, which is our society, we do that. Now, emotions are the body's reaction to our thought. When mother has her family in order, then she sits quietly at the table and eats with them after everything is served, and she is content. She is at peace. She is relaxed. And after the meal is over, the children say, Mother, I'm all through. May I be excused? What? May I be excused? Who ever heard that being used? Well, in our home it was used. May I be excused? And so then the mother says, yes. And they all get up and take their dishes. We didn't have a dishwasher. And rinse the dishes off and then stack them on the sink or put them in the dishwasher. Whoever's washing dishes has really a nice job. And what do you think mother's going to feel about this? When mother takes the time to train this, what do you think she's going to feel about it? She's going to feel so happy, so elated, so thrilled. It takes guts to do it, though, because in today's society, that just isn't done by hardly anybody. But the emotions are the body's reaction to our thought. Now, what is our thought? Is our thought that the children do everything properly? Well, they may not do it the first time. Hey, 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 hey! Don't you tell me they might not do it the first time. Oh, boy, that's making excuses. You say, my children are orderly. My children are cooperative. My children are considerate. My children are mannerly. My children are wonderful. And your children come in to sit at the table 5 minutes before the mealtime and sit quietly. And then when mother comes in, they get up, put her chair in for her. If dad isn't already seated, they put dad's chair off for him. And then they all sit down. Perhaps mother has the girls serve the food. It depends on how big the family is and how arranged it is. But basically, mother serves the food. She knows what she made. And so she puts the things on the table, and then it is gently served from one to the other around the table. And each person receives their portion, and they pass it on. And then if they need a serving table, they have a little serving table. That's not a big deal. Serving tables, my God, that's for the families of the rich and famous. No, that's for the families that have extra food that they don't want on the table, but they want near the table so they can reach it and serve it like we do here. How, if you notice how nice that is? There's some more changes coming too, but I do it slowly with you. I don't want to shake you up all at once. But just think, the emotions are the body's reaction to our thought. We know the children aren't going to sit at the table before they even come in. We know that the children are not going to pull out mother's chair for her or daddy's chair for him. We know that. We know. We've already decided that. And what a chore it is to teach it to them. If we already decide, I am in charge, I am the boss, I am the one who makes the decisions here, we're going to be mannerly at our meals, we're going to eat together properly and comfortably. We're going to come to the meal beforehand and sit quietly and meditate before we eat. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And then when mom and pop come and we sit them down, then we all say together, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. That's all. Nothing more. And then mother gets up and brings on the food. And how wonderful. How thoughtful, how considerate, how loving. But why? Because that's the decision. The decision in the family. Now, does the father uphold that? The father may think it's silly at first. But when the father goes to work, wherever it may be, you can be sure that he is going to tell his co-workers or his associates or people he knows, you know, my wife is quite a woman. She is teaching our family manners that I never even learned. She is teaching the girls to let the boys pull their chair out so they can sit down. She's teaching me to have one of the boys pull the chair out for me and one of the boys pull the chair out for them. She's teaching them how to use the knives and forks on the table. And sure, it's a little extra work, but hey, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing when you consider the manners that are gained by it. The emotions of the body reaction are to our thought. Well, what are they? Emotions are the body's reaction to our thought. Well, what is it? What is our thought? Is our thought that we have a loving, gentle, caring family who like each other? Well, you will see it in the family. Do we care? Do we put the things away? Do we put the food away after the meal? Before the meal, do we help mother? Mom, can I do something to help you serve the food? How many children go in and ask their mother that? My goodness sakes. Okay. Can you see that this is one great, big, beautiful game, and the game is wonderful, and everyone loves the game? So consider this for yourself now. Play this game in your life, in your world, and true, you don't have children to go, say, set the table or sit down or whatever, but you have everyone else. When you are in charge of the meal, do you have everything ready on time? Do you have everything ready so you can be seated? So the man at the table can seat you? one man here, yeah? As though I could see to you. And then do you say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love? And then do you get up and serve? Neat, huh? Think of these things. They're very simple. And they're not just for families with families. They're for families without families, too. So, you watch and see the miracles happening in your life. Okay? I love you.